Hey, what's up? It's your pal EZ with another amazing partner for the Eric Zane Show podcast, the Eufy Video Lock. Oh my gosh. Smart lock, 2K cam, and doorbell 3-in-1 triple security. You got everything in one device, all right? Rather than install piecemeal, hoping that you got this app, that it's going to work okay in that app, and oh my God. This is not just for security, but also for convenience. No more worrying about losing keys. And you can assign passwords to your family members and see them coming back home via the integrated camera. So, you know, like they all have their codes. They walk up to the door. They punch it in. The door unlocks. In they go. And, of course, it's a video camera. So it's all there. You can see who shows up at your door. This is fantastic. We live in a golden age for home security. And the Eufy Video Lock is the top of the heap, okay? You can go to eufy.com, E-U-F-Y.com for more information. They're online for Amazon. You can get them at Best Buy stores starting around May 20th. This thing is easy to install. The setup, all you need is a Phillips screwdriver. No drilling or anything like that. All the keyless entry components make it so fantastic. 0.3-second fingerprint recognition. Amazing. No battery anxiety. You've got the ultimate, I don't know what it is, super lithium whatever that keeps this thing powered for a long, long time. No monthly fee on this, unlike other brands that do that. They just bend you over and charge you a monthly fee. I love the Eufy Video Lock. You can get it on Amazon or Best Buy stores starting around May 20th. EUFY.com. That's Eufy.com. What is up, friends? The birds are chirping. Listen. All right, enough of that. I have another free clip from the latest edition of Who Are These Free Beers? Episode 17, titled Short Fuse Free Beer. Check out this free clip, the full show available on my Patreon, patreon.com/Eric Zane. And you can listen to the whole show. It's about 50 minutes long. And you can check it out for free when you sign up for 7 days free. It's very simple. You just sign up, you put in a payment form, and then you got it. 7 days. You can enjoy all 17 episodes of Who Are These Free Beers. I've got tons more stuff on there. It's not just that. I've got the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. I do Who Are These Zanes? And a lot more as well. So you can check it all out. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. Now, the way you can do this 100% free, is that you sign up for 7 days free and then you cancel it like right then. And then you still get the 7 days. It's absolutely foolproof. Reason why I do that is because in case you don't like it, I don't want you getting stuck paying for it. But if you do like it, you can just sign up again and then take advantage of it that way and throw the $5 or $10 a month at it and enjoy. You've got a ton of stuff up there. There's never a dull moment on Patreon. So there you go, patreon.com/Eric Zane. But the latest edition was a lot of fun. Check out this free clip from Who Are These Free Beers? Episode 17, Short Fuse Free Beer.
Did you miss when Free Beer said this?
I'll be happy to listen back to it later.
Sure, it's completely out of context, but that's not my problem.
Cars, Christmas, incredible. New York.
You can hear that?
I don't like it. I don't, like, it doesn't bother me.
Yes, it does.
More next. It is the Free Beer Show.
Hey! Asshole. God, that guy pisses me off.
Who are these free beers?
Well, welcome in, everybody.
My first clip, my first three clips are from Free Beer talking about the eclipse. The first one, because of the eclipse, Free Beer is really, really excited for 2044.
I'm Free Beer, one of the hosts, and I don't know if we will see this the same. Maybe we will. But yesterday, an eclipse happened. And it happened just as everyone predicted. And the results in the locations where people were exactly what they said would happen. And yet the variety of reactions from awestruck to as disappointed as anything kind of blows my mind. But that's the case with everything. That's why we miss shared experiences of our pop culture. Remember when we all used to watch the same TV show and the next day you'd get up and go, oh my God, that was the greatest show I've ever seen. Yeah. And then your coworker would say, "Ah, American Idol's the stupidest thing. It'll never be on for more than a week." That part was me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I miss those shared cultural experiences. So if an eclipse is what it takes, I can't wait for 2044.
So he likes that everyone saw the same thing? That's the big draw?
Guess and that everyone that and that people were either excited about it or disappointed, I guess.
So he's looking forward to the next eclipse in whatever year it is,
for the same reason,
for not for the possibility of being in totality, but rather for everyone will weigh in.
Yes, exactly.
That's an interesting takeaway, one I've not heard. I'm most excited about everyone's reaction, either good or bad.
Blake Lip, too. I kind of highlighted his excitement.
I miss those shared cultural experiences. So if an eclipse is what it takes, I can't wait for 2044.
Oh. I can't wait for 2044. He's like so excited. He can barely get it out. God. Okay. So,
That's a cool take that no one has said ever. I'll give you credit for that. That's the first time any human has ever said, I can't wait to the next one so that we can all share and react accordingly.
Yes. Some people will be disappointed. Some people will be excited.
I can't wait.
So the next one is Kelly commenting on what Freebeer just said. And she thinks something is cool, but is it actually cool?
She's always one to pick up the fumble and try to run for a touchdown.
Right.
But she's always running the wrong way towards the wrong end zone.
My favorite videos yesterday were of the people who were in totality and they were like howling at the moon like wolves. I loved that. I was like, oh, that's, I don't even really care about totality, really. I just want to be around people who are doing that so I can do it too.
Right?
So cool.
It is.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. Greg goes, it is.
Yeah, because of how cool it is.
They were howling at the moon.
He went from being super excited about 2044 to, yeah, it is.
Right.
Because that was literally like my clip of Kelly followed directly after him saying 2044.
Yeah, so. He didn't. I mean, it would have been all right if they expanded on what he said. But she goes an entirely different direction. He's not interested, but says, and didn't see it, but says, it is. So he has no fucking idea.
Right.
So then, so then the bit's over.
Yes. This is another Kelly-centric clip. This one you might like, the listeners might hate, or might like. It's Kelly and her friend were mistaken as lesbians, which leads to Kelly being Kelly.
Oh, so, I mean, she lives right down the street. So I'm like, you want to go for a walk?
Shrieky, pitchy, cracky.
Yeah. It's like she has question marks on the end of her sentences.
Oh, God.
The way she emphasizes stuff, it's like,
What
it's
an
like
unfortunate.
Question mark, exclamation point, or whatever.
Oh, so, I mean, she lives right down the street. So I'm like, you want to go for a walk?
Wow. I think that them having her on must fulfill some type of, like, equal opportunity employment. Because that is a disability. That voice is actually makes her disabled, in my opinion. That's going to do it. My free clip from the latest edition of Who Are These Free Beers? Episode 17, Short Fuse Free Beer. Full show on patreon.com/Eric Zane. Thanks for checking this out, folks. Bye-bye.